brings us to close the gap between the two. And I would say to you that the University of Illinois is doing a pretty good job at that. Across your campuses, these campuses, are those students who are closing the gap. So for all you do, Chris, Mr. Chairman, President Hogan, for all you do, Presidents and Chancellors, I do appreciate this opportunity and appreciate being one of your to be called one of your colleagues. Thank you.
George, you're awfully nice to come, and you know, I think that you should feel as though you can count on each of us as individuals and collectively, and of course the senior team at the university, to aid you in your efforts to continue to bolster funding across the state for higher education. Obviously, if there's anything we can do for you, you know we're here to serve.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. No, I saw Julie Smith from the governor's office come in. Julie, are you back there? Will you stand and wait? Julie came out of the UIC operation, and it's great to have her leadership in the governor's office. She's been incredibly helpful to us in a whole series of different issues, and we always know that we can reach out to you. We appreciate the fact that you're here, and you've got the interest in what's happening at the university to stay current. That said, maybe, Mike, would you mind introducing some of the senior officers and some of our guests here this morning?
Thank you. Well, we see the front row there is full of the vice presidents, and of course that is actually the second row at the big table. Of course, we have our chancellors, and I want to make a special welcome to Chancellor Phyllis Weiss, who is now attending officially her first board meeting.
All right.
You know the general officers of the university quite well, so I'll move on to introduce members of the our Senate observers who are here with us today, including Kerry Switzer, who's here representing University Senate's conference. Kerry is a professor of psychology. Where is Kerry? There you are, hiding behind Walter. I won't comment on that. So he's an associate professor of psychology in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences here in our Springfield campus. Don Chambers is vice chair of the Executive Committee of the Chicago Senate and chair of the University Senate's conference. He's representing Chicago Campus Senate. There's Don over there. Wave your hand, Don. Mm-hmm. Okay, then there's also John Martin. There's John. He's also from our Springfield Campus Senate. He's vice chair of the Senate Executive Committee and vice chair of the Springfield Senate. And representing the academic professional staff is Amanda Winters, online coordinator, Department of English, University of Illinois at Springfield. And T. Finn is here with us today, chair of the Senate Executive Committee and chair of the Springfield Senate. There's T. Finn. Welcome, Senate colleague. And now, if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, should I just run into my brief report? I wanted to say thanks to George.
Joyce is here, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joyce. Forgive me. I jumped right over you. Representing our Urbana-Champaign campus, Senate Joyce Tolliver is vice chair of the Senate Executive Committee, and my apologies, Joyce. Well, I've abandoned doing that.
Have you?
Yeah, in the interest of time, I don't introduce Walt anymore, because everybody in the room. But there's Walt again. Our new vice president, Christophe Pierre, vice president for academic affairs. I introduced him yesterday at the academic affairs meeting. And you know, of course, Larry Shook and Skip Garcia.
No, the president.
I was trying to shrink this part of the meeting.
Sorry. The president mentioned that the chancellors are like the big table.
Yeah.
And everybody else, in my inference, meant the little table. And I spent a lifetime at the little kids' table, and I can tell you, it's a lot more fun.
I can see that my president's report is not getting off to a great start here.
We'll let you get.
But I'm going to keep going anyway. I wanted to say thanks to George as well for joining us today. I appreciate it. We've struck a good partnership with IBHE under his leadership, and I know it will continue. Let me start by noting a couple of really great results out of Springfield during the recent veto session. George mentioned them, and I can't help mentioning them again. First, we're really delighted that the General Assembly passed legislation that will generate some, this is in the first veto session, in November, generate some procurement relief for the University of Illinois and also for other institutions of higher education in the state. Procurement contracts related to performances at Krannert or Assembly Hall and other ticketed venues will receive exceptions from state procurement processes, as will our library procurement. That's huge. Vendors with whom we consult, such as in the case of vendors that we used as consultants in the Blue Waters Project, they'll be allowed to subsequently compete for RFPs. That's very important to us. Sole source and medical supply procurement arrangements will be availed of a very special waiver process. We still have to go through it, but it's an expedited process. We can see early on waivers. I would say it's everything we wanted, but it's about 85% of what we wanted, and I think it's a very, very good bill for the university. I got to just mention my gratitude to Speaker Madigan, Representative Cross, President Cullerton, Senator Farragh, all the members of our local delegation, Representative Hayes, Rose, many, many others on both sides of the aisle. This went through, by the way, 100% vote in the Senate, and I think nearly unanimous in the House. Worked long and hard on it, and I'm very happy for the bill because for the new act. The governor, I know, is going to sign it if he hasn't already, and recognizes, I think, the sort of unique status that the university has as a major institution of higher education when it comes to procurement issues. Second, just this week, and again, George alluded to this, there was an additional veto session, and we were able to garner support for our Prairie Research Institute. The institute houses all of our surveys, as you know, geological, archaeological, water, and the history surveys, among other good works that the institute does. They were left out of the state budget last spring, and that left us on the Urbana campus budget. The budget of the Urbana campus was about a $16 million hole. So Senator Farragh, in particular, but with help from many others, recognized the difficulty this was causing us and the people who work at the institute. He supported us all along, and when the opportunity arose, he and other legislative leaders, along with legislators across the state, stepped up to see that this important funding line was included in the second veto session. So we're extremely grateful, I mean extremely grateful, to our friends in Springfield and across the state for their support. I also want to mention in particular Bill Schultz, who is the executive director of the institute. He championed our cause with many, many friends on the campus and around the state. And I also want to mention Illinois Connection, which really stepped up in a flurry of letters, emails, and so on, going back at least 2 months, and put us in a good position where I felt very confident that we were going to have a positive outcome in January. But in fact, it happened now Christmas present, so I'm very happy that it turned out that way. And as always, I want to acknowledge and express my special appreciation to Cappy Lang, who's back there. Wave your hand, Cappy.
And she should get a round of applause.
And all the people in our Office of Government Relations who really worked tirelessly with me on the procurement bill and on the funding for the Prairie Institute and many, many other things. So it just we really have now world-class Office of Government Relations that coordinates our endeavors across all three campuses, has a foothold in Washington, D.C., with Jonathan Pyatt, who's doing just a terrific job. So I'm very happy to share that good news with you. And as we mentioned just yesterday, more good news with the extra funding for the MAP program that is so important to our students' financial aid program. Secondly, I wanted to alert the board to what we're doing in the wake of the Penn State disaster. All of us, of course, are saddened, and I think it's fair to say shocked by the tragic news from Penn State, not just what happened at Penn State, but the way what happened was handled at Penn State. And immediately after the Penn State events came to light and the evidence of what was going on there had gone on there grew, we had a cabinet cabinet meeting at the university and put this on our agenda. I asked a small task force led by Tom Barrow, so you can respond to any questions you might have on this regard. But Tom, and including